And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule here, glad to be back. Thanks to Matt Zurcher for filling in last week. Kind of at the, wasn't really the last minute. I knew for a while that I was going to be on vacation, but I forgot to tell him. So then I panicked and said, Matt, can you do the show? And he's always so accommodating, and he's my DJ with the mostest. He did a great job. And so, Matt, out there, thank you so much for always filling in and doing a great job. And I hear you have your own intro spot now. Woo. So, you know, whoa, I can be replaced. Send me out to pasture, and here comes Matt. But anyway, I know he does a good job, and we've got to thank Bill for putting together just always a great program, great guests, and scheduling everything, because he does an amazing job doing that, kind of like herding cats at times and putting people in and out when they need to be. But great job, everybody. It's a team effort. And here we are. It's the middle of September, 9/11. So a day of remembrance. I'll talk a little bit more at the end of the show about what's going on in Prescott Valley this evening at 6 o'clock and hope that you'll join us. But we're going to start the show in a few minutes with Ben Hooper with the Prescott Valley, Town of Prescott Valley Economic Development Department. So stick with us as you're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is our Economic Development Manager for the town of Prescott Valley, Ben Hooper. And he's the one to go to when you see all this dirt moving and wondering, Ben, what is going on in Prescott Valley? I mean, I took a week. I took a little, well, by the time I left, and it's, you know, it was Friday, then we had the 3-day weekend, then I left Tuesday, and then I came back, you know, today. I mean, I felt like I've been gone for 2 weeks, and just with the long holiday and everything. But I've just seen some dirt being turned over when I was driving around.
It's amazing how quickly things move, and I'll tell you, Marnie, number one, thanks for having me on today. And
oh, it's always good to have you.
Well, and number two, we are absolutely thrilled to have you back. I hope you enjoyed vacation, but I love seeing your smiling face.
Got the zen going. Yeah, you always need to get away and refresh and come back. It's been a long summer. We were packed with activities and things going on, finishing up with the town's 40th celebration a couple weekends ago, which we had a complete blast at.
Yeah, that was a really
very
great turnout. You know, as far as seeing dirt move, I mean, it's right. You can leave for 2 weeks and come back, and it's like there's a whole new landscape out there. I know what you might have noticed was some of the dirt moving over near Prescott East Highway and State Route 69.
And yeah, that's very visible over there.
It is. It is. And that's why I think there's probably a lot of people that are going, what's going on over there? Mm-hmm. And right now, they're actually just grading the land.
Sure.
But we will, in the next few months, see groundbreaking for a new car wash on that that parcel.
Okay.
And then there's also a vacant parcel next to it that the folks that own the car wash will be looking at what can go in there. So whether they already have some ideas in mind or whether I can pop some ideas in their head, we'll see what else we can get located here in town.
Wow, yes. Well, we don't want too much building going on yet. We need to use part of that lot for our holiday stroll parking area.
That's right. Well, and there'll still be some vacant land other side, too.
It's our parking lot. No.
Well, that's very important, especially for the stroll through the park. That was a really popular thing.
We're already planning that, yes. So anyway, new car wash.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, there's no excuse for us to drive around with dirty cars now.
That's right. That's right. Between that, there's another new car wash that's proposed up just north of the Maverick off Glassford Hill. Just happenstance that two car washes happen to be coming in at the same time, but the demand's there. So
when it rains, it storms. When it's feast or famine, those are my mom-isms. It's okay. Yeah, because I was reading in the paper. Not that I don't have a can't pick up the phone and call you and ask you what's going on, but you know, you read that Sunday Courier business section and that. What in the know or whatever it is. There's always lots of interesting news, but talking about that parcel again by Hampton Inn and Suites where they're talking, we've been talking about ad nauseum about what's now Duncan, there's plans and it's going forward.
It has always been going forward, just not at the pace that I like to see things move forward. But honestly, we move at the private sector speed. And if there's something that they need to do to put together a better deal, then we will absolutely work with them to make sure that that happens. And that's all that was. So what we're going to be looking at is a Dunkin' co-branded with a Baskin Robbins in one building. There's going to be a nice little patio for folks to enjoy their food out next to that. And then on the other side of the patio is going to be a Mod Pizza, which is a fast casual pizza place. So we're really happy now. We're going to have two new businesses in one building and another business in another. And
we'll change that corner, too.
It will. It'll change that corner.
A lot of the areas that we're so used to seeing in the middle of town that are vacant, you know, are going to start being developed. Which brings me to a question. How much control does the town of Prescott Valley have in determining what businesses decide to build in our community?
Well, so there's two mechanisms that Prescott Valley and pretty much any community, and this isn't just specific to Arizona, across the country use in order to pretty much set a level playing field for everybody that's involved. And those two mechanisms are your zoning code and your general plan, or some states call them a master plan. And what the master plan does is set forth the way that the town or city will intend to grow. Usually they look at a 10-year period, and those are updated every 10 years. There is also a state law that requires towns and cities, at least in Arizona, to develop a general plan, and I believe that that also says every 10 years. So that kind of gives you a little bit of a roadmap. And then the zoning specifically says, you know, what types of land use will work in certain areas. And it's not 100%. You can change the zoning code to a point as long as it is in line with neighboring uses. Mm-hmm. But the whole idea behind zoning going all the way back to the early 1900s is so that you don't have a factory that is sitting right next to your home. And so what's done is it's kind of on the front end. You know, I said setting the rules of development per se.
Right.
And then folks come in and they know what to expect. And so that there's not surprises when they want to put a factory in a place that's zoned for residential. The
right.
answer is no. And that has been laid out from the beginning. And so really, like I said, to me, that is about establishing a level playing field. And then we also are bound, the town is bound to respect that the code and respect the general plan. And so if somebody makes a proposal that is not in line with it, we tell them so. And,
right,
and they're not able to move forward with that type of development.
So, but if it is in line with it, you really are not able to say, no, you can't be here, do that with your piece of property.
Correct.
Because it's zoned commercial, you're allowed to do mm-hmm. whatever commercial development you have.
Exactly. And it's the same, you know, if I own a piece of vacant land in Prescott Valley and I want to build my house there.
Right.
You know, I don't want the town to suddenly come in and tell me, no, you can't build your house there, even though that's what this land is designated for, because X, Y, or Z, we don't want you to build that house
right.
there. That's my land. And it's the same with others that own private property.
Mm-hmm.
If they own private property that is zoned commercial, they have a right. Not just a moral right of property owning, but they have a legal right to develop it. So
right.
if the town were to stop somebody just because, say, we didn't like a specific store that was coming in, or we just didn't like...
Or we think
like,
we have too many of this.
Exactly.
Maybe
we just... Or we just don't want to see more growth. If we were to say no based on those reasons, it would just embroil us in lawsuits
right.
that we would lose. And we would spend a lot of taxpayer money fighting for absolutely no reason. And so I'm not saying that there's nothing that can be done, but
mm-hmm.
there is very little that can be done, at least on the back end.
Right.
It's the same with community engagement. You need to be engaged on the front end when we're doing things like developing the general plan. We solicit heavily. We want to hear from our community. We're building a community for the residents, not for the people that work there. And so that's who we want to hear from when
right.
when we make that general plan, and that's the time to get involved and really let people know what you want to see in your town.
Right. But it doesn't necessarily go to specifics. It goes to types of.
Correct.
In certain areas.
Correct.
Okay. Well, we kind of clarified that because I hear this a lot of times. So one of the things I have to say about you, Ben, is since you've been involved in Prescott Valley and you've gotten college, your outreach and engagement in statewide organization bringing them here and putting Prescott Valley even bigger on the map than it already had been is phenomenal. You've done an amazing job in your involvement with the Arizona Association for Economic Developers, of which you received an award. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Ben. But you're bringing an event coming up pretty soon here. Next week, right?
Yeah, next week on the 20th, there's going to be a retail-oriented symposium. This is statewide, so economic developers and private sector folks from all over the state will be in attendance. But the lineup of speakers is really fantastic. I'm really happy with the folks that were able to do this. You know, there's going to be a focus on, it's kind of something for everybody. There's going to be a focus on how to move your local products onto national retail shelves. And we're going to have a gentleman from Cottonwood that makes wild tonic tea that's sold in Sprouts and other grocery stores across the country. We're also going to have a local gentleman, head of Riza Footwear, Glenn Hinshaw. And he's going to talk about, you know, the process that they went through to move from their concept of this machine that makes these orthotics into getting them into retail stores like Costco, Macy's, and Walmart. And so I think, you know, any small businesses that are looking to move from that local production into the national retail shelves will benefit from attending this. There'll also be a session on how to attract hotels into your community. So I think anybody involved in the hospitality industry is going to find that very interesting. There's a workforce component that session that discusses the retail management certificate mm-hmm. that's offered at Yavapai College, as well as Scottsdale Community College and multiple others across the state. It's an excellent employee retention tool
right.
for those in the retail sector. And then finally, we're going to have a discussion about the municipal role and what towns and cities can do to aid in the leasing of vacant shopping centers.
Okay.
So we have some folks that are coming up out of the valley that are realtors in that area, and they're going to kind of have that that discussion. And so, again,
is this
you
open
know,
to the public then?
It is open to the public, although you do need to register. You can register at the door. And this is going to be over at the event spot on Thursday,
oh,
the 20th.
Our new venue here in Prescott Valley.
Indeed. And I greatly appreciate Ken Foote ensuring that that space was available that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be from 9:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon that day. So if you're unsure, you can always show up at the door, but in order to get the cheapest rate, the best rate, and to make sure that we have lunch for you,
right.
you need to register online, and you do that at aaed.com, and then over on the right-hand side, there's a little orange brochure and says Northern Symposium. Click there. It'll bring up all the information, and from there, you can register for the event.
Yes, and it's also been on Facebook a lot, too. I've seen it. I've been sharing it, trying to get the word out, too, because I think this is an opportunity for a lot of folks to get a lot of good information that they don't normally connect with.
Exactly. Well, and to have something that's local, you know, these are the kinds of events that used to only take place in Phoenix and in the mm-hmm. metro area. And so it's been nice to really get us up on the map a little bit more by encouraging the State Economic Development Association to bring some of these events up here. And
right.
so, you know, I'm really happy for that. And I think that there's a lot of local business folks, hopefully, that are listening now that would really benefit from mm-hmm. this. So I encourage people to go to aaed.com and check it out.
And if you have any questions, you can also call me at the Chamber, 772-8857, because I've been following and plan on attending. So, again, a great, you know, great way to get the word out. And just so many great things going on in Prescott Valley. Ben, we don't have enough time to talk about it. I could use you for the whole show. And we'll have to think about that next time. But
that's
meanwhile,
right.
we'll keep watching that dirt move and see what's happening. And, you know, the collective cheer will go up when those backhoes are over there at the corner of Center Court and Glassford Hill.
Yeah, right, well, the collective cheer will go up when they open the doors and we're eating some donuts.
There you go. It's right around the corner from my office. Did you forget that?
Yeah,
you know,
that was
thing
the plan.
I need.
That was the plan all along, Marnie.
Well, Ben, great job. Thank you for joining us today. It's always great to hear what's going on, have you on the show. I know you were on DJ's show about an hour ago or so, but I hope maybe learned a little bit more listening to Ben, because he knows what's going on. He's a great addition to our Prescott Valley team. So thank you so much, my dear.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. More when we come back. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility, November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback for as low as 0% APR, or lease for $269 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Well-qualified buyers now through October 1st. Lease Outback Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01 for 36 months with $1,769 due at signing. Zero security deposit.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's Boar Healthy Animals. For the last 16 years, there's been something for everyone at Olson's Arizona Equifest, and this year, it's no different. Very pet-friendly, family-friendly, and no matter what kind of animal or pet you have, there's something for you at Olson's Arizona Equifest, and it's free. All you do is show up at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds on September 15th and enjoy. Come enjoy our zoo and wildlife experience from 10 till 2 featuring the Heritage Park Zoo. Enjoy displays and educational talks on a variety of animals. Looking for a great family fun day? See you at Equifest. By the way, the Highland Center for Natural History would like you to join them Sunday, September 23rd at the Windmill House in Chino Valley. Help children discover the wonders of nature by supporting this outstanding event. Stroll Central American beaches, sail the Caribbean. Well, you get the gist. All proceeds support children's nature-based education programs. For more info and tickets, call 776-9550 or go to highlandcenter.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. Joining me now is Lewis Jures. He's with the Arizona State Parks and Trails. How are you, Lewis?
Hi, Marnie. Doing great.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
I saw you earlier today, and you were in a uniform, so you're not in uniform today.
Well, you let the cat out of the bag, so
I
was trying to.
Are in a kind of a uniform. Help me out here, Link, because he is in kind of a uniform.
I pull out a uniform.
Yeah, you know.
It's a smaller version.
Yeah, it's the Class B.
Yeah.
You have Class A, which is your formal uniform, and you have your Class B, which is your, polos and things like that. I know that.
Yeah.
So saved you, didn't I?
It's okay. I figured I'd sneak one by on the radio.
When you've got this on, it makes me think about, a little bit looser lifestyle, a little bit outdoors, not so formal. So we're going to go right into camping.
I'd love talking
about the program you've got, which is Family Camp Out, and you've been doing it for how many years?
6 years we've been at
Six
it.
6 years, wow.
It's kind of neat because we started with an AmeriCorps grant, and what AmeriCorps is like America's the United States Peace Corps,
right,
basically. And we saw a need. My immediate supervisor at the time wrote a grant. We got the grant. So five of us actually started this program. And, we had an interesting combination of people that really put together a smoking program. So, and I'm the only coordinator right now, so I can't claim all of what's happening right now. So it's a great program.
Well,
let's
talk about the program then. Family Camp Out, providing an opportunity for families that have never been camping or in other situations that can go out for a weekend under the supervision's guidance,
you bet,
assistance of state parks, and spend a week in the outdoors.
And that's what we do. We want families to be able to recreate outside safely, confidently, and have that confidence to go out eventually on their own. Because the process is they come and camp with us once and ask tons of questions. What gear, how far should I go, how much water, all those questions, and we kind of teach them along the way. And the next time we see them, they may have a tent,
Their own, right.
So, Louie, can you help us set this up? Absolutely, we can help you set it up. And, by the fourth time, I've had parents come up to me and say, Louie, I think we're confident enough to go out on our own. So it's kind of how this thing snowballs a little bit.
Right. Well, you move these family weekends around the state at different state park campgrounds. And so that provides also the diversity of the camping experience, because each one of our state parks has a personality, a culture, an interest of its own.
Each park has the good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all different. And my goal is to camp at all of the campable parks throughout the state. We've added three new parks this year, Slide Rock, Tonto, and Oracle.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of a diamond in the rough because I had no idea, you know, where's Oracle? How do I get there? You know, and I thought it was just kind of flat, grassy plain. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. It has the darkest skies you've ever seen. And it's kind of weird. One of the things about that park that really stood out to me is a water tank. Doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
But the Caballeros, when they were herding cattle and stuff, there's a lot more story that goes along with it. When they hung out, it was nice and cool. So they would take their knives and doodle on this tank. And there's doodles from the 1800s, you know, late 1800s. But it's just neat stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So this particular program is open to anyone.
It is.
All families.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And really it's directed to those that haven't been camping before. And so you provide everything?
We do. We have all of the stuff. All the campers really need to bring is bedding, a cooler full of food for the weekend, and, you know, good pair of shoes. Other than that, we have tents, chairs, flashlights, black lights for scorpion hunting, GPS units for geocaching.
Yes.
We shoot archery. We have all of that gear. We dissect owl pellets. We tie survival bracelets.
So there's activities. Are they different at each campground that you go to?
They are.
What you might do at Slide Rock would be different that you'd do at, let's say, Fool Hollow or Lost Dutchman?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fool Hollow, the lake is there, so we do a lot of fishing.
Yes.
One of the vendors there is nice enough to let us use canoes and we kayak. And the chances of seeing wildlife there are really high.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've been there where we haven't heard elk bugling.
It's a high country.
And it's cool.
Gorgeous.
That's a fun park. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So people, do they have to register and is there a fee to participate?
There is a fee. It's $90 for a family of four and that covers the entire weekend plus the fee to get into the park.
Right.
And
then you provide the tent and everything. So they need to bring the sleeping bag and their food. Do you send them what to bring? I mean, I've learned as a camper that less is best, you know, but then again, you know, you don't know starting out that you're going to have to, what you might need and figure like, I'm going to bring a ton of food and you really don't.
So when the families register online, I'd have contact with them quite a bit before the camp, before the weekend happens.
Right.
So for the families who, you know, wonder about what they truly need to bring, you know, I'm filling those blanks, my goal is to make sure everyone is comfortable before that weekend. And I supply them with a welcome packet that has tons of information in it as far as packing coolers, menu options, things
you
like that.
You make it simple, and yet the experience is... So you have a whole schedule that goes from fall into spring, from the north part of the state down to the southern part of the state to the west side. You've got Lake Havasu, which was canceled because it's 109 degrees this weekend, so you're not going there. Over to, my gosh, Apache Junction, Lost Dutchman. So all these parts. So you can pick any one weekend where you want to go depending on where you live and the convenience of traveling?
Exactly.
So how would they get this list? Is it all on the website?
It's on the website. The registration site is azstateparks.gov/family. If you want information about the program, go to the Arizona State Parks and Trails website, and there's more information under Arizona Family Campout. If you'd like to take a look at some pictures, go to our Facebook page, and there's tons of pictures on all the parks we've been to. So snoop around in there. And that's some of the fun stuff that we've had.
Families, grandparents, kids, if you haven't been, it's a great opportunity. And you get to go hang out with Lewis. I think that's great. You know, show us some survival bracelets. I think I need that.
Yeah.
No, great job. And again, it's programmed through the Arizona State Parks and Trails. And again, it's the Arizona Family Camp Out Program. Great idea.
Thank you.
Great. I look forward to it. I'm more of a camper, so I probably wouldn't qualify, but I wouldn't mind helping. So, just saying.
You know, when a family has camped with me three or four times, I hound them a little bit because I live and die by volunteers.
Oh.
And my volunteers are as passionate a group as you can get because they love the outdoors as well as I do. And some of the best ideas, or probably all the best ideas, don't let that one out though, come from my volunteers plus my campers. I want to listen to them and hear what they want to do, you know, different skills they want to learn. So that's how I'm able to keep the program fresh.
And that's why it works so well.
Right. And the unit instructors as well, I try and draw them from the community. And everyone is passionate about something, you know. Mm-hmm. And I want to tap into those outdoor people who have found 25,000 caches.
Well, they're going to follow you because you're passionate about the program, Lewis.
It's fun. I enjoy it.
Thank you, Arizona Parks and Trails. Thank you for joining us again. Arizona Family Campout. Every opportunity. Thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Short break here. And when we come back, Chamber Spotlight on business and more good stuff. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
It's lush, it's green, but it's not grass, it's artificial turf, and it's trending in landscape designs for its low maintenance and reduced water use. Sunburst Landscaping will be by to introduce you to Easy Turf, plus your home maintenance questions and an inspirational visit with an Olympic gold medalist.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Just how radical is Kirsten Sinema? When the state legislature took up a tough new law combating child prostitution, then state representative Kirsten Sinema actually argued against it, saying men shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they claim the girls looked old enough. Listen to Kirsten Sinema arguing on behalf of men caught soliciting young girls for sex.
I don't think that's fair.
Sinema worked at an elementary school and said,
there were children at my school who were 12, 13 years old, and some of these children looked older than me.
Sinema's position allowed men caught with child prostitutes to beat the rap, simply because, as Kirsten Sinema said, the children looked older. That's not just wrong, it's radical. Maybe that's why Arizona Democrats said Sinema was, quote, too extreme. Kirsten Sinema in the U.S. Senate? No way. Defend Arizona paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. There's still no sign of the last missing victim from a fatal boat crash that occurred on the Colorado River September 1st. Mojave County Sheriff's Public Information Specialist Anita Mortensen says the search continues.
The Mojave County Sheriff's Office will not stop searching until the last missing boater is accounted for.
At this point, crews are more focused on topwater and shoreline searches. As Americans reflect on the tragic events of September 11th, 2001, the town of Prescott Valley will do the same.
The town's annual 9/11 memorial program starts at 6 tonight at the Civic Center's Theater on the Green. During a speech at the Civic Center on Saturday, Governor Doug Ducey said,
3,000 lives were lost, the vast majority civilian deaths.
everyday people who began that day like any other day.
Ducey explained the healing field of Northern Arizona honors those victims.
3,000 flags, one for each life taken, and placed throughout 343 pairs of firefighter boots, 72 pairs of police officer boots, 55 military boots, and 8 teddy bears.
This is Russ Edwards reporting.
Clear skies and windy this evening, cooling to near 58 after bedtime in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then continued sunny and warm, very windy tomorrow, with highs Wednesday through Friday near 85. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to about 61 overnight with clear skies, sunny highs the rest of the week around 97, and very windy Wednesday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is $29.99 for a 5-quart jug. Its advanced formula provides maximum sludge protection, defending your engine like a catcher defends home plate. So, get top-notch engine protection with the Mobil 1 Full Synthetic 5-quart jug for $29.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Chamber Spotlight on Business. And my guest today is Jennifer Wyatt, is the independent distributor for Send Out Cards. And if you've never received a Send Out Card, you haven't? I know, Link loves it. You haven't received complete box of love. So, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Marnie. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. I'm loving your send out, though.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just
you so
saying.
Much. Thank
and
you so much for saying
I was
saying
a recipient
that.
From Jennifer. For it was the most beautiful thank you you sent me. Oh. But inside were two of the most decadent, wonderful chocolate brownies. I know Karen's going, wow, that were ever delicious. So it's kind of that thank you. To get a thank you card is special, but to get something extra is extra, extra special. So tell us a little bit about it, Jennifer.
Well, thank you, Marnie, for having me. Send Out Cards is all about relationships. We specialize in the heartfelt message and can change the way people conduct business and the way people live their personal lives. We believe in celebrating people while they're here. Life is so fleeting. We just never know. And I still get emotional talking about Send Out Cards was founded in 2003 by Cody Bateman after losing his brother to a tragic accident. He was deeply touched by the lost opportunity to tell his brother how much he loved him and to say goodbye. As our founder and CVO, Cody Bateman made a promise to his brother that he would create a way for people to act on their promptings, to reach out in kindness to others and change lives. Since then, believe it or not, we have delivered over 140 million cards.
Wow.
And over 5 million gifts.
Wow.
That makes us the largest first-class mailing company in the United States and one of the fastest-growing network marketing companies in the world.
Wow.
My own personal story, Happened in 2012 when a dear friend I attended high school with, I had not been in touch with her in years, and she sent me a card and brownies. She had visited my Facebook page, stalking me. She chose photos of people and times in my life that were important to me and placed them on a card with a simple message, chose to have the company include brownies, and clicked send.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about it. So you can design any kind of card you want.
Absolutely.
Oh, and you and I both were talking earlier that you can have the card in your own handwriting.
Exactly.
So it's a personal card, even though it's coming from someplace else.
Exactly.
And then you talk about choosing the gifts. So there's different gifts
Yes, we have gifts, gift cards. Of course, we have the brownies. There's gifts for birthdays. There's gifts for new babies. Gift cards for Starbucks, Visa gift cards. So there's lots of options, and the company will package those and send them with the card.
You know, I look at it from the business aspect. You know, this is a great opportunity to recognize or make that personal touch on a business, whether it's a thank you for some work they did or something special or just, you know, your friend or people in your life that you want to say a note to. The art of sending cards is going away with internet. So this is keeping that alive.
Exactly, exactly. And it is changing lives. Mm-hmm. I know a story of a couple who had divorced in 1977 and remarried in 2007 just because of a card.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
We just shook up Link.
Exactly, exactly.
Those are sweet stories, and it's that you were right, the personal connection. Keep
exactly.
it personal.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yes. And on a business standpoint, a realtor friend in Michigan has taken her business to a 100% referral-based business. Since 2012, she has listed over 50 homes each year just by sending a thank you card to her clients when the house closes. So it's pretty exciting.
So how would somebody, they want to get a hold of you, like I've got this idea, I've got a million thoughts, get a hold of you in order to do this?
Well, the best way to do it is to send me an email at makingconnectionswithcards@gmail.com. From there, I will return a link to get the app because you can do this both from your computer and your phone or any tablet, anything that Android or iOS both have options. And I will also set you up on my private Facebook page, which will give you all of the information in a very easy format that you need and easy way to connect with me.
Oh, wonderful.
Pretty exciting. And on September 25th, the top income earner of the company and my friend is doing a live broadcast with me to show an even deeper insight into how the company works and what it can do to benefit people.
Well, I just know as a recipient, and the second one was from you, I've received a card, but another time received, you know, to the chamber was a thank you for, you know, just because it was a nice thank you.
Sure.
And sent the brownies. It is so amazing how special it makes someone feel.
Absolutely.
We were thrilled, and my staff was just like, wow, you know, just a little extra. So, again, a little more from the heart that time is just a wonderful, wonderful way to touch people.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I love you, Jennifer. I love you.
Oh,
I think that it's
so
a brilliant
much.
Idea. I'm
thank
all about
so
brilliant ideas and touching people. So let's give your email one more time and
making
know that we have it at the chamber
cards.
Too.
You got it. makingconnectionswithcards@gmail.com.
Great. Jennifer Wyatt, keep sending them out.
Awesome.
I'm
going to
be working with you. Going to be working with you. Karen, you may get a card. And some brownies. Karen,
I look forward to the brownies.
Karen Russell with Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Big event program you've got coming up that's so relevant today for people in our community as they age or have disability.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy month for us. Next week is National Rehab Week, and then this month is National Falls Prevention Awareness. So we're bringing in a speaker to kind of meet both those needs to talk about rehab and talk about falls prevention. So we have a speaker coming in Tuesday next week, September 18th. He's actually a pharmacist with YRMC. And so he's going to be talking about falls prevention and the impact of medications. Very informative. He actually spoke to Arizona Falls Prevention Coalition meeting. We have a northern chapter that meets every couple months, and he spoke to us a few months ago. And very informative. There was so much that I learned from his presentation, not only about medications and how they interact, aging physiology. There's so many different things that we don't think about when it comes to the medications we take and how aware we need to be of when you take them, timing, different interactions as we get older, because it's going to be different as we age.
I know. I just learned that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should take blood pressure medication at night, not in the morning. I just learned that.
Yeah. There's
nobody told me because I got croaked already. But I've made it, so I've switched. But it's true. Yeah, and so is this open to the public?
It is. It's a free event. It starts at 2, so around 2 to 3. It's open to anybody that wants to attend, and again, it is free. It's being on medications really increases your risk of falls. And if you're on 4 or more prescription medications, that is one of the risk factors of fall. So it doesn't matter what prescription meds those are. It's just that being on 4, the possibility of those interactions, that automatically just increases your risk of fall. Your pharmacist knows a lot more about the pharmacology of meds than your physician does.
Right.
So meeting and getting questions answered by a pharmacist is so important because they're going to give you a lot more information than your physician.
So someone could bring their list of medications for them, whether it's themselves or whether it's their caregiving, and they would look at those and kind of help him?
Yeah. He may not be able to at this,
okay.
But we actually do have, we're supporting a NACOG event that is this Friday at YRMC Pendleton Center, and mm-hmm. we are going to have a pharmacist there that can do that. It's actually the same guy, Steve.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a fall risk assessment day, and yeah, if you bring your meds, that's actually what he's going to be there for a couple hours. It's at the Pendleton Center from 11 to 1 this Friday.
Right.
So that's a great opportunity to bring those list of medications, definitely.
Right. And when you talk about the pharmacology, it's the composition of your medications and how they interact with each other.
Exactly.
Or with your body.
Right, right.
You know, they're supposed to do what they're doing to whatever it is. But to actually the time it's supposed to be doing it.
Right. And then different meds. So one med, you know, they're not all created equal. So if you're on a blood pressure and a statin, he may recommend certain blood pressure and statin drugs that are a little bit more compatible. So, yeah, pharmacists are just, they are an amazing resource in our community that I don't think we really use enough of.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to check that out, too, because anybody, like you said, takes any medication, and it happens when you get older. It's just not because Marnie's nuts. Marnie's getting older, and she needs, you know, medication.
Well, you know, the aging process, our bodies change. So,
it does, absolutely.
You know, usually, it's very rare that someone is not going to be on some form of medication as they get older.
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah, we all are.
Misery loves company, as we say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
quality of life
exactly.
is very important. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And,
yes.
and like you said, sometimes, you know, it's just for simple things.
Right.
But, you know, enjoy it while you're young.
Yes, you young folks out there.
You
young whippersnappers out there.
Enjoy it now, because let me tell you, 40 years from now, sweetheart. You know, it all happens, but it's also staying on top of it. You maintain control, and knowledge is so important.
It is. And, you know, especially in falls prevention, knowledge is power, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the more knowledge you gain, the more resources you access in the community, it's really going to help with that fall prevention. And, you know, we're all just one fall away from potentially changing our entire lives and changing our independence.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it be, you know, most people are worried about falling and breaking something, but actually the highest mortality rate is falling and hitting your head.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, bones heal, brains don't.
Right.
So, yeah, so the more that you can really, you know, get yourself all those resources and, you know, prevent your fall risk, the better off you're going to be.
Okay, so this is coming up next Tuesday, September the 18th from 2 to 3 at
Mountain Valley Regional Rehab Hospital.
In the cafe.
Yes, so the Migas Cafe. We're going to have refreshments and beverages and things like that. So it's good to call, if you can, call our main number, which is 928-759-8800. We're just trying to plan, you know, attendance. But even if you aren't able to call an RSVP, just come. It's well, you know, everybody is welcome. So.
And then again, Dr. DeWin is going to be at the Pendleton Center this Friday.
Yes, yes. So that is going to be the NACOG, You Have the Power to Prevent Falls event. And that is from 11 to 1 this Friday at the, Pendleton Center.
And that's where you can bring your medications and actually talk to him.
You can talk to him then, definitely. Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
Karen, a lot of great resources at that one.
You know what? You know, you came into our community, and I know, you know, you're a rehabilitation center, but your impact into the community, your engagement and sharing this knowledge so that we're well informed and educated ahead of time has been amazing.
Yeah. Well, my philosophy is we're there if you need us, but I don't want you to need us.
Exactly.
You
I
know?
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So Karen Russell with Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Again, fall prevention, the impact of medications, coming Tuesday, September 18th from 2 to 3 at the hospital. Right there in Prescott Valley.
Yes,
so we'll
yes.
see you then.
Y'all, thank you so much for having
thank
me on
you,
today.
Thank you, Karen and Jennifer. Send out cards. Keep those brownies coming. Love you, girl. Love you, business. Everybody take advantage of it. Okay, short break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the Healing Fields of Northern Arizona and the Patriot Day ceremonies this evening at 6 o'clock in Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, Ken with the Plants of the Week and our fire alarm, Red Mums.
With a name like Fire Alarm, you'd expect large red blooms that take a fire hose to put the glowing petals out.
Just provide a little garden soil for a flaming red that will last and last.
But wait, there's more. This Fire Alarm Mum comes back again for even bigger show next year and just $3.99.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. For people who love Red Mums, they love to shop.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back, Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. The Healing Fields of Northern Arizona in Prescott Valley is open 24 hours a day until Friday morning when they will be taken down. But tonight is the 9/11 Memorial Remembrance Ceremony at the Civic Center Theater on the Green starting at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night, again, a patriotic concert at the Theater on the Green with Grammy-winning, renowned trumpeter Jesse McGuire. So, two things going on at the Healing Fields. Please come out and join us, especially this evening when we remember the events of 2001 on September 11th. We never want to forget. We always remember those that we lost so tragically that day. So, come on out, Prescott Valley Theater on the Green, the Civic Center, 6 o'clock. Hope to see you there.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.